Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday. No, it's not.
It's not. Wednesday. We can do Trivia Friday, and I don't think anybody's going to complain from the listening audience.
We could, but it's Wacky Wednesday. So.
Yeah. All right. We did do the trivia a little. I did do. You got that from the trivia statement I made of the Yankees. I'm trying to save you.
It was
here.
a momentary confusion there in my mind about what day it was.
Y'all could throw in a few more baseball trivia questions for Friday.
I actually have one coming up for Friday. One this past Friday because the playoffs were starting.
Yeah.
All right.
Major League playoffs.
Those listening in, if you like baseball, you're going to want to tune in Friday.
Right. Ed's question. All right. So you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Steve Paisley Jordahl went to the bench.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't send him to the bench. He went to the bench, and out comes. I'm doing a baseball metaphor.
I like it. I'm following one tracking with you.
Chris, plainclothes Woodward.
Yes.
Comes in relief.
5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing, but I got a lot of heart.
You got a lot of heart.
Plainclothes. I thought you were talking about like a undercover cop, but then I realized it was in reference to Steve Paisley Jordahl.
I couldn't be undercover. People would be like, what's the short guy doing there? Like, that's the thing that's always gotten me with James Comey. Comey obviously never did undercover stings because the guy's like 8 feet tall.
Yeah. He is 6'8". Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Chris, good morning to you.
Yes, thank you very much.
What's your first story, Chris?
Well, we've got some sad news for the vegans out there. As the Daily Mail has reported, the vegan hype train may finally be over as its poster child admitted last night that it was nearly cooked. Beyond Meat, once worth $7.8 billion, is now almost worthless shares plunged 37% following news the company is grappling with nearly $1 billion in debt. This is the same company out there that's been marketed, and I think even some fast food chains have agreed to sell their stuff at times. They were making fake burgers, and shockingly, red-blooded Americans are saying, I'm not going to eat that, and it's caused this company to go belly up.
I'm going to say, I have some personal experience with the fake meat thing.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Now, last Monday, not 2 days ago, a week ago, I don't know if you guys know this, but I had surgery.
No, we did, yeah. No, we were aware of that. We actually prayed for you.
Well, you did. I know.
Yes, we did.
Thank you very much.
And that's not funny.
So, I know you did because my son mentioned we prayed for you.
We prayed for you.
It's my cataract surgery.
Yes.
After I got done, I told my wife, she said, because you have to fast because you're going to have anesthesia. And it's surgery, and if something goes wrong, you can't have stuff in your stomach. Mm-hmm. So I was hungry because this was in the afternoon. And she said, where do you want to go eat? And I said, let's just go across the street to Chili's, okay? Well, I like Chili's. I like Chili's. Yeah, but you know what's coming.
Oh, no.
So I said, I'm looking at the menu, and I'm looking at the calories. And I said, I'm going to try the fake meat burger.
Is that what you called? Is that what it said on the menu?
No. It was a veggie burger. I forget what they call it.
Yeah, that's
plant-based, what they call it.
Yeah. Now, listen.
Plant-based burger.
Chili's has really good burgers.
Yeah, they do.
They have really good burgers. And this past Monday, when I had the other eye done, did I mention that I had surgery?
You did.
I had a regular,
we lifted you up
regular
in prayer,
burger.
Brother.
Remember, you can keep using that. You still got a couple days.
I got a couple days I can keep using.
How many fingers am I holding up?
You hold up three.
Okay, good.
So the veggie burger.
You tried it willingly?
I willingly tried it.
I've had one before.
I willingly tried it.
With other burger options on the table?
Yes, burger options. I said,
I don't feel bad for what's about to happen.
I've said, I've never done this. I'm going to try that.
Okay.
And it wasn't bad, but it's not a hamburger. And they do their best to try to make it taste burger-ish.
Yeah. Burger-ish.
But the texture isn't the same. There's no juice coming out of it. And it's just, after I got done, I said, well, I'm just never going to do that again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because what's the point of having something when you're eating it going, this is not what it's supposed to be taking the place of? This is a totally different food. And so I understand why this company's losing money. There's just no...
What's the name of the company again?
Beyond Meat.
Okay.
See, I'm looking at now, the Beyond Meat also has a plant-based steak.
Yeah, I'm just going to lie.
Y'all hear that?
You're about to laugh out loud, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay, so this was a big story in the news yesterday, yes. Which is why I brought it up, because the company is well-known, mm-hmm. and this, quote, movement by vegans, right?
Right.
Okay, so let me – I had a vegetarian is somebody who doesn't eat meat, true?
A vegetarian.
Yes.
They don't eat meat at all.
Right.
Right?
That is correct.
A vegan also.
And a vegan is they're a step beyond a vegetarian, right? These are hardcore.
Animal products.
Yes.
No animal products. So that would be including milk. Eggs or anything like that.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the difference between a vegetarian and a vegan again?
So vegetarian is they just don't eat meat.
Okay. I got you.
Vegan is no animal products at all. So no milk. No dairy, no cheese, no eggs.
What do they eat?
All vegetables. Yeah.
All plant-based stuff.
All plant-based.
Well, part of the problem, I think, was...
High protein.
Part of the problem, I think, with their products was the pricing, because Daily Mail points this out. It says for $8 to $10, shoppers could grab a package of two meatless patties.
Yes.
Now, you can go to the hamburger store. You can go to the grocery store and get actual ground chuck or ground beef. You can get 4 to 6 patties for less than that amount.
Right.
And one of the fast food chains, I'm not going to say the name because I could be wrong here, but one of the fast food chains that had a deal with Beyond Meat or one of the vegan companies, their fake meat burger meal was more than the actual meat meal.
Yes.
Like, who's going to do that?
Yeah, that's a bunch. Yeah.
And also, I think with this, if now we'll move on to the next story, but this company is going to go belly. They're going belly up.
Yes.
Because people aren't buying it mm-hmm. for whatever reason.
Belly up.
Pork belly. Good one, Wesley.
You're welcome.
That's a good one. Fist pump. So the reason is if you. To me, you shouldn't try to sell something as an alternative. Okay, don't you agree?
Right there.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's it.
Just
that's
call it point. Something else. Say we got vegan patties that we're
straight up.
We're introducing to the world. So get your
they taste good.
Get your salsa chips and get you some vegan patties, and go to town.
Yeah,
you know.
Because in my head,
have an afternoon.
have a good afternoon.
In
don't
my
say
head, I was comparing.
Yeah,
while I
yes,
was
you
eating.
Were. That's the reason you were going like, is this going to taste like a hamburger?
Yes, and that's where they're making the mistake.
That's where
they're
making mistakes.
They should just say, listen, this is
and you bit into it. And what was your first your taste buds? What were they saying to you?
I told my wife, I said, first of all, it's a good thing everything else around it tastes like what you get with a hamburger.
Right.
That helps. But this is not something I would ever choose to eat again as an alternative to hamburger. Now, by the way, this kind of company and this whole vegan push is also tied to the climate.
It is.
Crisis,
it's one of the
quote
reasons.
Quote, unquote, climate crisis. They say that meat adds to the carbon footprint. Mm-hmm. And so if you're demanding real hamburger, you're demanding that cattle farmers produce more cattle. Mm-hmm. But if you eat this alternative, then you save the environment, and nobody's buying that either.
No. And I can think of three words that fit what you just described in terms of meat leading to the end of the world. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Partly because of... the words "I don't care," I think, are appropriate here because I'm not trading in. My life's too short.
Oh,
I'm not trading in
especially for
a big fat juicy hamburger for a piece of ivy.
I know. I'm looking at Chris. He has stories prepared. He has sound bites.
No. I don't have any.
Oh, yeah, no, I think on this we don't go. We need to move on.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let us.
Okay, yes,
I'm not going to let us.
I think
because
we're all in.
Turkey bacon.
Yeah,
turkey bacon?
Turkey bacon, yeah. turkey
was,
bacon.
Just say I got a slab of turkey.
Yes, yeah. I know. Don't call it they bacon. Try to fool you. Turkey bacon.
I'm not saying it's not good, but I'm saying that when you bite into turkey bacon, it's not bacon.
People who push turkey bacon want to live off the good name.
Yes.
Of bacon as we've always known it.
Yes.
And try to trick us into believing that turkey bacon is the same thing when it is not.
And
not.
Bacon has earned its good name.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right. However long it's been
I
around.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
It's earned that good name.
Thick cut turkey bacon. All right. You can do it.
Tomorrow we'll have Fred stay on and we'll debate Canadian bacon.
Canadian bacon is in the ballpark, but
that's just ham.
But barely. Okay, it may be on a pizza. Yes. All right, you're listening to today's issue. So this vegan company is going out of business because people aren't buying it. Right?
Correct.
Is that basically what you're saying?
Very true. Okay,
and let me just toss this one other thing. This is a serious
like a toss salad.
There's no salad here. Okay. This is all meat.
Okay.
This is red meat.
You're not Kamala Harris. You're not giving us a word salad.
That's right. Okay. Let me tell you something else that's happened with the climate change quote unquote crisis. Is all this other stuff they've been telling you about, okay, and like the solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
I read all kinds of people saying, man, the solar panel thing, what a disaster, my roof leaks, all that kind of thing. You can sell people on the front end, but once they get experience with what you're pushing,
mm-hmm.
it had better work or you're going to go out of business.
That's
because eventually the market takes over and people don't buy it.
That's why I don't think electric cars are going to be taken over for the gas fueled automobile.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have its place.
Its place. It's,
but,
yep.
but it's not gonna take over 50%.
Yeah,
of,
right.
Of
you'll see commuters doing it if you live in like an urban setting and you're not gonna drive very far to work. But I don't think you're gonna see people in Montana driving an hour.
I'll tell you what. I was in a Tesla. I've been in a few Teslas as a. Lyft cars, like Ubers.
Yeah, right.
And those things, everyone I've been in do drive smooth.
Oh, yeah.
They are really nice cars, Teslas I'm talking
about. You got to provide something that people actually want.
Yeah.
And if it works, you'll find a part of the market for it.
Yeah. Next story, Chris.
Well, I've got a story about a couple of people who now have enough money they could be in the market for a lot of things. Divers become overnight millionaires after discovering trove of rare coins off Florida's Treasure Coast. On Tuesday, 1715 Fleet, Queen's Jewels LLC, the largest historic shipwreck salvage operation in Florida waters, announced the discovery of more than 1,000 silver coins and 5 gold coins recovered during their summer expeditions. The coins are believed to be from the infamous 1715 Fleet, a Spanish convoy wrecked by a hurricane while sailing from the New World to Spain. People died in that thing. But nonetheless, a couple of people went diving. They found these coins, or at least some of them, and they became overnight millionaires in a place called Treasure Coast.
What were their names? Got pictures of them on there?
Yes, we do. I'll post the picture here.
You want contact information, too?
Yeah, I kind of know one.
Mother's maiden name.
Will they be on their way to the store, too?
Yeah, actually, the article here does not go into great detail, but it does include pictures of the coins, the divers.
There are shipwrecks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Around the world, famous shipwrecks and the Caribbean, they had a lot of them, which carried, gold?
Yes.
Silver? And they went down, in the sea, and then they were trading between Europe and maybe not trading, but going between Europe and
right
and the Caribbean or South or Central America, and these guys, they probably got made fun of.
Yeah. Because they've tried and tried.
Their dad probably told them to get a real job.
Right. Well,
now they call home and say, Dad, I want to play Toby Keith for you right here.
That's right.
How do you like me now?
Right, yeah.
Well, talking about people making fun, I just recently invested in this company that's trying to find treasure on Oak Island. You guys ever heard of this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they're gonna find buried treasure.
What a blessing that place
is. I didn't get a chance to invest in this. You didn't pass around the office.
They're going to text you here shortly.
Okay.
Oak Island, they have some show.
Oh, they do. The Curse of Oak Island.
Yeah. where they're trying to find
this buried, one. What is this, like Discovery Channel?
Nova Scotia, I think, or something. Mm-hmm. Canada.
That's where Fred's from.
Yeah. And it's on the island, and there's supposedly buried treasure. Okay. And there's a television series where they're always looking, digging in this hole and that hole. So, I was just joking because.
So they did these, how many of them, two guys?
A team of divers.
Team of divers, and they hit the jackpot with gold in the Caribbean. Did it say where they found this?
Off Florida's Treasure Coast. Okay.
Anyway.
There is a quote in here from one of the people that were part of the expedition that says, this discovery is not only about the treasure itself, but the stories it tells.
Yeah.
That was after I think you overcame the emotion of, I'm now a millionaire. Because I don't know that would be my initial quote.
When you find this, you don't tell anybody.
That's true.
I bet they didn't tell anybody until they got back. And I don't know, how do you cash in on that? Do you take it down to the pawn store?
I would not, because he's going to go, best I can give you is $25.
How much? Now that is actually a good question, Tim, a serious question.
Yeah.
Because you have to, did this belong to somebody? Is there someone else who might have a legal claim to it? Mm-hmm. Do you take it to the bank and put it in a safety deposit box? I'm sure you get a lawyer.
Yeah.
How do you know?
And, all right, you're listening to TI here today. Yes. This is your next story.
Well, one of the things I like to do in the morning is to look at things that happened on this day in history. Mm-hmm. And Britannica does a really good list of that every day, where they list out all kinds of things that happened on this day in history. And I bring this up because from time to time on the show, we talk about things that late night TV hosts said or tried to joke about. And the fact that many of today's late night TV hosts are nowhere near what they used to be when people like Johnny Carson began. Speaking of Johnny Carson, on this day in history in 1962, Johnny Carson began hosting The Tonight Show, and of course he became the king of late night TV, credited with creating the standard format for TV talk shows. I kind of sort of remember Carson. I remember him signing off, and I remember Arsenio having Bill Clinton on to play the saxophone in 1992, but I have few memories of Johnny Carson. Is it true when somebody says, hey, you know, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, these people are nothing like Johnny Carson was back in the day?
You mean to answer that?
Yes.
Because Wesley don't remember Johnny. You've heard the name, but you don't remember Johnny Carson. And then Ed can. Yeah, Johnny Carson, he was, an excellent late night talk show host because he kept it clean, but he was funny. When he talked politics, he wasn't mean spirited. He made fun of both sides when he did it, and he was a good conversationalist with the guests that he had on. Obviously, he had to be. That's what he was hired to do, and so he had a very friendly demeanor on the radio, on the air. I don't watch these guys that we're talking about here, but I do know enough. I've seen enough clips to know what's the shtick? Is that what
shtick?
Mm-hmm. What their shtick is? I'm talking about Kimmel and
Fallon and
what's the other guy? Colbert. Not so much Fallon as those other two, although I don't watch Jimmy Fallon either. But he's more fun loving guy. These other two guys, they get up every morning,
and they're
fire breathing hate Trump and MAGA, and I can't wait to get to the studio so I can blast half of America.
Right,
and they don't like Christians or anyway. It's just it is just mean spirited quote comedy, and I think that's the big difference in that. Now Johnny Carson had the advantage of having no competition, but that's really not what we're talking about. We're talking about the quality of his.
He was, my first memories of Johnny Carson was when I would stay over I would spend a week at my cousin's house in Lowell, Massachusetts, and my aunt and uncle would let them stay up and watch Carson. It was during the summer.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I'd ever seen him. I couldn't stay up late. I wasn't allowed to stay up late.
That would have been 11:30 Eastern time, right?
It was Eastern time.
Yeah. Central time, he was on at 10:30 p.m.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but growing up, I liked him. And he was clean. He was entertaining. He was an excellent interviewer. He would let people talk.
Right.
And he would jump start people's careers. A lot of comedians.
Yes, they people wanted to be on the Tonight Show.
Wanted to be on the Tonight Show. I will say this, that that part of the problem for part of the explanation for Colbert and Kimmel and those kind of guys is that the days of Johnny Carson, the Tonight Show on NBC, those days are over. Three major networks. If you wanted to stay up late
in the 70s,
in the 70s, one of those networks might have a movie of the week. It was a late night movie.
Right.
I don't know what the other one would have, but there's Tonight
Show. An Elvis movie.
Yeah, probably an Elvis movie, something from the 50s. So a lot of people had no choice, and Johnny Carson was good.
Right.
Now people have thousands of choices.
A plethora of choices.
And you can, if you're Colbert, you can stay on the air for a while just pitching your shtick, doing your shtick with a portion of the audience.
Right.
But even that wasn't working for Kimmel and Colbert. They were just tanking. But
I think Jay Leno carried on the Johnny Carson tradition. You guys know Jay Leno, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He carried on the Johnny Carson tradition. David Letterman would have been on about the same time. Letterman kind of started the anti.
He's a little more sarcastic.
Yeah,
little.
But he was a lefty.
Yeah,
you could tell. You couldn't tell with Jay Leno.
There is a place in comedy for criticizing and joking and making fun of both sides, real close to equally. I think there's a place for that still.
Right.
But you're looking at a decade of the people you're mentioning of
Kimmel and Colbert and those guys.
You're looking at a decade of propaganda.
Yeah. Right.
And lying.
Yeah, like I said, they get up every morning, that's all they can think about.
Yeah, lying versus, you know, being mocking are two different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can mock honestly.
You can.
Right. I really do think you can.
And that's part of the job of a comedian.
Yep.
But if people get in their heads that you're picking sides and you're lying about my side and you're insulting
me. Cut off half your audience.
You cut off half your audience. That you just.
Yeah. All right, we got about 2 minutes left here.
Yes.
Chris, can you tell us where the next treasure is off the Florida coast?
Don't tell them, just us.
Yes. Yeah, Ed and I, we're thinking about going down there.
I'll write it down for you.
Getting a boat.
I can see y'all die.
We'll check out a van after the show.
Weston, why are you laughing?
I can see y'all die.
Your old man can die.
I bet you can.
Ed and I, do we not look like we're ready for that?
Just let me.
Speedos and all.
Where's Ed? He's sleeping with the fishes. I thought he was looking for buried treasure.
Yeah.
Permanently.
Yeah, I ain't putting on Speedos, but.
I have seen
the European men, and it's not a pretty sight.
Of a grateful
I don't know why they think they put those on, look in the mirror, and go, you know, I'm ready for the beach.
I don't even know why you put that thought in my head.
Yeah. Oh, Speedos?
Yes.
Well, my brother, when he was a teenager, lost a bet, and he had to put one on.
Had to wear a Speedo.
Yeah
and we have pictures.
Yeah, we do.
And he will do what we say do.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
All right, go ahead, Chris.
Yes.
You got 30 seconds.
I bring this up it's now October. Many people are starting to gear up and think about things like fall festivals.
Pumpkin spice, baby.
And candies. I've got a list here of one of many rankings out there. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups is the number one candy this time of year, followed by peanut butter or peanut M&Ms, M&Ms, Kit Kat, and Snickers. Also on the list is Sour Patch Kids, Hershey's Milk Chocolate Bars,
Sour
Milky Way.
Pouch Kids, that's a thing?
Yeah, Twix and Haribo
right,
Gold
how
Bears.
How about this, okay? Mm-hmm. Thumbs up or thumbs down around the table.
Yeah.
Candy corn and peanuts together.
I don't like candy corn at all.
Chris, the thumbs down.
I do like that
combination.
Come at the things that look like corn kernels. That are,
but with peanuts.
They lie to them. Nobody buys that. I don't know how they make money. It's a joke.
It's beyond candy.
Out of all those you mentioned, the peanut M&Ms are my favorite.
You're going to find out one day that candy corn was used for some type of recipe that has nothing to do with candy.
It was an
and it causes global warming.
Yeah, that's what you're going to find out.
We'll be back tomorrow.